This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Be great again. She must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Got to give credit where credit's due. The mainstream media will attack Hannity for this, but it doesn't matter. That'll just make him have more viewers and more supporters, though News Corp has been very close to firing him. I talked to witnesses a month ago when the reports came out that he was going to be fired, who talked to Hannity at Fox News, where he'd been chewed out for hours by the general counsel, and they had said, you keep doing what you're doing, you're fired. But he has so much support, and it's so obvious that Fox News is sinking after the Democrat coup there, that they have not gotten rid of him yet. But the fact is, I know from the White House that no one in media talks to President Trump more than Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity talks to President Trump two or three times a day, sometimes at length. And I'll just tell you right now, Sean Hannity is currently the main leader of the resistance against the globalist outside of Trump, and then, of course, myself. But I am more grassroots, and I'm more frontline, being demonized, being attacked. It's my job to get the intel out, to take the main attack, to draw the enemy fire so that we understand exactly what we're dealing with. But I want to give credit where credit's due. He has the most courage of anybody in the media, and his head's on the chopping block because of it. But he's held on. And then on Tuesday night, he came out, and the Washington Post, obviously pointed this out, word for word quoted what I've said. But he wasn't plagiarizing me. Headline, Fox News, Sean Hannity is encroaching on Alex Jones territory. He was quoting what the Defense Department and the president is telling him. Because what I've told you is what's happening. So Hannity's not even getting this from me. He's getting this from reality. We all go to the same Super Bowl game and watch the New England Patriots win last year. We weren't plagiarizing each other. We saw the same thing. So listen to me very, very carefully. The number one issue we've got to expose is the Democrat plan to overthrow Trump. He's just won four special elections. He's really above 60 in the Gallup polls. If you look at their margin of error, how they oversample Democrats. A lot of incredible things are happening right now. And they know they're dying as a party. They know globalism is dying. So they're very dangerous. They're very cornered right now. And the Washington Post is saying Sean Hannity should be fired for this because this is insane and he's making stuff up. Ladies and gentlemen, we have so much proof of the Democrats saying overthrow Trump, UCOG, kill him, kill his supporters, cancel the last election, remove the Republicans that were elected in the last 2016 election. I've got the mainstream articles here where they're pushing it in the New Yorker Magazine, Atlantic Monthly, Financial Times, New York Times. So we're going to go over all that today and break this down. But first, here's Sean Hannity.
Also tonight, a soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America in an attempt to overturn November's election results and forcibly remove a duly elected president from office. Sinister forces quickly aligning in what is becoming now, in my mind, a clear and present danger. That is tonight's very important opening monologue. So here in America, we're at a turning point tonight with forces now forming an alliance to try and remove President Trump from office. It's that serious. Now, here are the five dangers we are facing, especially the president. One, you've got the Destroy Trump media that has been lying to you now, provable lies for 11 months, nonstop. Trump, Russia, collusion, black helicopter theories, no evidence whatsoever. Two, you've got what I've been calling the deep state, selectively leaking information to damage the president and anyone associated with him. Three, special counsel Mueller's investigation mission creep I've been telling you about. Well, it's now turned into an out of control, what is a political witch hunt. It needs to be stopped. Four, all this manufactured turmoil putting President Trump's agenda in jeopardy, which ends up directly impacting every one of you out there and the American people. And five, this effort to override the will of the American people, change the results of a presidential election is now creating a national security.
We'll be back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I got to cross? How many times must I explain myself?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is undoubtedly right now.
For I can talk.
June 22nd, 2017, the most important broadcast I have ever given in 22 years. No doubt. Over the years, it's probably been 30, 40 times I've said that because the world's getting more intense. More is happening. But now, ladies and gentlemen, undoubtedly, we know for sure the globalist plan. We know for certain how horrible it is. We know analytically, culturally, historically, spiritually, financially, metaphysically, just how dangerous this existential clear and present danger is. That is the term that I have brought back into vogue that has now been picked up by a lot of serious people at the Pentagon and also that are left in mainstream media that are actually trying to save the country. Because currently there is a soft coup operating towards a hot coup.
and preparing the public mind for the overthrow of President Trump, the canceling of the 2016 election, and then most of the Republicans elected under the 2016 election will basically be removed from office. New special elections will be held, overseen by the Department of Homeland Security, which will then fully federalize all 50 states. Now, many of you who are tuning in go, yes, you've been saying this since the election, since Obama signed an executive order setting that up. And Trump's been unable to remove the bureaucracy that still has that in place. You have all 50 state attorney generals sending letters 3 months ago to Congress and to the president and to the other branches of government saying, this is outrageous. You can't federalize all 50 state elections. It violates the federal clause. It violates the Constitution. This is an emergency. What's going on? This is unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. This is a soft coup that is meant to then exponentially, as the ambient temperatures turned up, escalate into a civil emergency, martial law, the assassination of Trump. They're not going to let him live. They're not going to let him defend himself. And then a paramilitary move by fifth columns inside the intelligence agencies, the media, government, against the main target leadership of the resistance. And you can bet your bottom dollar it's Donald Trump, it's Ron Paul, it's Rand Paul, it's Sean Hannity, it's Alex Jones, it's Rush Limbaugh, it's Matt Drudge. That list of names are deader than a hammer in the first hours of this if they launch it. So everybody should have their security contingencies ready and should know that you're all personally in your Alamo positions or your 300 positions, whatever you want to call it, because we have to make that stand as long as possible if they move. And this is not a joke, folks. This is not a game. They'll set a nuke off in D.C. if they have to bring in this. They're not going to be dug out without a fight. Now, Colonel Schaefer, who's been involved in black ops, the highest level, and he's been a whistleblower exposing our government working with radical Islam going back to the year 2000, he's a contributor to Fox News. He also works with the London Group. He is an expert on terrorism. Through other sources I have, we knew the terror attacks were coming in London. There was an order to stand down. He's one of the best sources you can get. He's on the broadcast in the last 30 minutes of the third hour today. He said a month ago on Lou Dobbs Fox Business exactly what I've been saying, word for word. Now Sean Hannity has said what I've been warning you of, word for word. Now, you have to understand something. It's not about credit to Alex Jones. I've reverse engineered the globalist. I've reverse engineered other COG operations like Valkyrie in Germany, 1944. I have interviewed all the top experts, and I'm watching and reading elite publications because something this big, they've got to say it out in the open to get people with cold feet lined up thinking, well, we must be in power. We must have a shot at this. They're hyping themselves up. They're jumping up and down like a bunch of warriors getting ready to run down the creek bed and attack the tribe over the next hill. They got themselves like a bunch of coyotes when they get ready to go hunting, running around yipping and barking and squealing and howling, getting all hyped up for the hunt. They're running around with war drums, ladies and gentlemen, encircling us. You don't have to believe me. You can look out over the edge of the raft and there's big old sharks going around in circles. The difference is we have the tools to defeat these people. They're in the wrong. They're a bunch of anti-American, anti-free market scum. And they thought they had this country, and their plans were so bad once Hillary got in to shut down the press, arrest people, have a reign of terror. It's all been announced that finally people inside our intelligence agency said, this is insane. We're not going along with it. But they only stopped her from getting in. The whole deep state was still there. The bought and paid for traitor media was all still there. And so the Washington Post has a big article saying Fox News' Hannity is encroaching on Alex Jones' territory and needs to be fired. This is the same Washington Post that got $600 million in taxpayer money
from the CIA last year in the final months of Obama as a panic move, $600 million contract to destroy Trump for one newspaper owned by Bezos. $600 million. Billions have been spent on the Islamic marches, the feminist marches, the zombie commie marches that are coming out of the woodwork, the cop-killing marches, all of it. Make no mistake, 100% they're planning a hot coup. The soft coup's the buildup. And they quote me in here using the term clear and present danger. That's a term used by the military when you've got to move against something. And they make fun of Hannity and myself for using it and say, oh my gosh, look, Hannity's quoting Alex Jones. He's not quoting me. This is what the patriots of the Pentagon are calling it. The patriots left in the CIA are calling it. Sinister forces quickly aligning, a clear and present danger. Now, they think it's discrediting that Hannity's basically quoting me. No. That's a badge of honor. Who else will talk about this? Not even Limbaugh. There's Sean Hannity. Pat Drudge has linked the stories on it. Colonel Schaefer, Lou Dobbs, a few others. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to get this narrative out to everybody. So let me punch up three of my top researchers and editors, Rob Dew, Michael Zimmerman, of course, Darren McBreen. You guys work 12 hours a day, usually 14 hours a day, 6 days a week. You deserve more time off. We're trying to hire more good editors and researchers. We've got a great crew. But I never call you guys in to do this. This is so important, though, just in front of the whole crew, the whole audience, the listeners, other talk show hosts, everybody. If we don't expose this now, they're going to get away with it. They want to deny it's happening and say it's insane, because if we build opposition to it, they're going to fall. Just like they said, oh, nobody's trying to steal the nomination from Trump, when they admittedly were trying, because they didn't want opposition to build. Just like they have done over and over again. Or, oh, we're not going to try to take electors. We're not going to try to take the nomination or the seating of the president on January 20th, which they then tried to do. They're in Atlantic Monthly, Washington Post, New York Times, everywhere saying overthrow Trump, COG, cancel the election. They're moving to do it, but they want to incrementally build their fake case while they beaver away with moles leaking this info. This is a foreign, global, multinational, corporate, combine sabotage operation. Every person involved in this, under law, deserves to be executed if we end up defeating them. And I don't want blood and death. They do. These are all actual Benedict Arnolds sabotaging America, sabotaging our economy, admitting they want to kill our economy. But I want them to understand something. I know you're preparing for war and death. I know you're preparing the hit teams to go after everybody. Understand this. There will be a response back to that, as Colonel Schaefer said earlier this week on Fox News. One way or another, you're going to get beat. One way or another, you're going down. You want to bang heads? Let's do it. I just want to tell the crew, these are some of my best editors. Guys, I need you to get all the clips of them saying kill the president, all the clips where they say overthrow the election, all the clips of where they say use COG, all the clips of where they say get rid of all the Republicans that were elected in the last election, all the clips of Homeland Security saying it's going to federalize the elections, and Obama's executive order, and all of it to show people. And then I'll shoot a video reading from the Washington Post, making fun of it, saying it doesn't exist. Just like election fraud. Skip this break, please. Just like election fraud doesn't supposedly exist. And then now we learn it's not 3.3 million illegals voting, it's 5.7 million in the new big studies. And they're busting people and people voting under dead names everywhere. I saw the news go, how did dead people vote, Jones? Thinking their readers are dumb. People voting in the names of dead people. They go to the obituaries, they get the names, they check the voter rolls. They're catching them in every state, and it's always Democrats. So listen, folks, this is it. This is the greatest threat our country's ever faced. They're trying to start wars to distract the president. They are trying to plunge the economy to discredit the president because he's daring to try to restore the republic. He's not perfect, but he's not out to get you, and he wants prosperity, not austerity. So understand, this is the great fight for America. This is the big war. The election was just D-Day and was a beachhead. You understand that? This is it. This is the destiny of the planet against unelected global corporations that have established a tyrannical system known as globalism. So, Rob Dew, Darren McBreen, Michael Zimmerman,
my son is here working now as an editor and doing work and research. Rex Jones, all of you, the entire team, we need to focus on the attempt to overthrow the Republic. The attempt, they're so upset by this fourth special election that they put more money on than in history, the Democratic Party did, outspending 5-1, 10-1 on these races. I've got the numbers here. Some cases 15-1 and being annihilated despite election fraud and everything else they're doing. There is a realignment. There is an awakening. The people are sick of these elites. They're sick of Nancy Pelosi. They're sick of Maxine Waters. And men, we have to make this the big focus because I'm telling you, they're planning civil unrest that they're going to blame on us. They're planning the murder of our president to trigger the civil unrest. And we've got to stop this. We have got to stop this or evacuate the United States. Because this is it, ladies and gentlemen. Fight or flight, I'm staying. You guys want to make any comments? Because I'm about to get into Colonel Schaefer's clips and the new Hannity clip. Well, they're calling for him to be fired over.
Yeah, I just want to say that you look at the leadership. Comey, afraid. He admitted he's afraid to say stuff. Jay Johnson admitted he was afraid to say anything about the Russian clip. These people are total pansy wusses. And we have to take it to them. We have to just meet them on the battlefield. They will not stand up. When you stand up to them, they back down every time. So that's all we have to do.
Yeah, Alex, I also want to point out that we're seeing a lot of, you know, they can't have a civil war. They need a lot of Americans to join in on this. And what's happening, a lot of Americans are getting radicalized by the Hollywood elites and even by late night television. We've run into a lot of people.
Yeah, these are the weak minded. These are the casualties of brainwashing.
Exactly.
They think Colbert's real news.
They will consider Stephen Colbert, Saturday Night Live. That's real news. And that's where they get their news from. So a lot of these people are getting radicalized. We've seen the social justice warriors. We've seen the Antifa protest across the country, and they're getting more and more violent, and they are attacking Trump supporters, right? And they are targeting Trump supporters. So that is going on as well. They want civil unrest, and then they want to usher order out of chaos. That's sort of
exactly. Exactly. They're launching maximum revolution, maximum violence in preparation, just like Soros has done in over 50 other countries with the Arab Spring, Ukraine. They mean business. And Trump thinks he can just have prosperity and, you know, let Goldman Sachs make record profits. They still want to destroy him because they don't want any of the profit going to the people. It's total control. Gentlemen, this is just so central. The entire crew, our reporters, everybody, our listeners, we all have to be involved. We have to be very aggressive. We have to understand that this country and the world is on a knife's edge. Is there anything else?
Well, they try to pin all this violence on conservatives. Like the attack that happened up in Washington State, they tried to say that was a conservative. No, it was a Bernie supporter. The recent shooting of the at the baseball field, that was a Bernie supporter also.
Yeah, there's articles out today. Left-wing attacks are 30+1 for right-wing attacks. They basically don't exist. We've seen 4 or 5 Allah Akbar attacks this week in the U.S., people getting stabbed, people blowing themselves up in Belgium at the train station. We're all just getting conditioned to leftist and Islamic terror while a bunch of mentally ill, spoiled brats all run around killing people.
Well, like Sadiq Khan said, he wants it to be part and parcel of living in a big city. They want to condition us that dealing with terrorism is a new part of our daily lives.
All right, gentlemen.
Well, and then you got crazy people like this ska person out in the EU from Germany says we should bring entire villages into Germany. That will increase more migrants coming in because they'll have compatriots. It's total lunacy what these people are preaching over and over again. And that's all you have to do. You have to look at it and go, this is crazy. Show people that it's crazy and try to deprogram some of these Hillary bots out there because
exactly.
That's the biggest problem is deprogramming these people because they've gone through a lot. They've accepted a lot. They're taking all this energy and just going out to the regular people and attacking them instead of going to the real seeds of power where we've taken it over halfway. If we let them continue what they're doing in the deep state, and Trump's got to do his part too. He's got to get rid of these people. They got to have mass firings going on and just drain the swamp all at once. Hey, we could do with less government.
That's right, gentlemen.
I guarantee we can deal with less government.
Gentlemen, let's get in there. Let's start getting these videos out right now. The compilations of them calling for violence, the overthrow of Trump, the overthrow of the election, to just back up what Hannity's saying because they're going for his job right now because he is the one person on Fox News that has the courage to cover all this. Thank you so much, gentlemen. And I like Tucker Carlson, talked to him a couple days ago, and, you know, he's doing great work. But those producers are keeping folks on a very, very short leash. And Hannity is telling the truth at his peril. Now, let me just stop there. If you just tuned in, this social distortion, social upheaval is being engineered. That's admitted. That's declassified. Criminal elements inside the government, the deep state, are working with the media with fake news and fake leaks to try to undermine Trump's recovery. That's really the big news. Not just Trump himself, but the Trump recovery. We are under sabotage attack. This is so outrageous. And here's the most important point. They're not going to just try to remove Trump now. They know culturally they're losing. They know Americanism versus globalism, there's no choice. People are going to go with Americana and prosperity, not with austerity and poverty and social unrest and brainwashing and engineered racism and all this other crud. People have broken with the globalist bullies. People started breaking with this modern New World Order system decades ago. So they intimidated people. They lied about folks. They called people racist, conspiracy theorists. They did all sorts of horrible things, setting people up, railroading folks into prison. It didn't work. And now globally, it's spreading exponentially. And there are big computer programs that Bezos and Apple and Google and all of them have, know that. And they admit that in their own elite publications, that global government's falling, that they're in crisis, and this is their last stand. They understand that. The old global elite is being swept away. We're about to set the table for the new world. Not their fake old world order, they call it a new world order, but a true shot at a future. The world's got so much uncertainty and so many problems in nanotech and GMO and AI and population explosions and all of this. We need to have good people focused, working hard if we've got any future. And it doesn't mean there aren't going to be some tough decisions and some big wars and a lot of other things we're going to have to make decisions on. But we don't need a bunch of globalists, spirit-cooking, devil-worshipping, lazy New World Order fops in control of this thing. They need to go. We need to politically burn them down. And they know we're burning them down. They knew the power of the InfoWar. 7 years ago, Time Magazine called me the wild prophet of the Tea Party. And it said, from my mountain, I was preaching the message that was spreading like a disease. CNN calls me a virus. This isn't a power trip. We have to recognize the spirit they hate. You have it. I have it. You can be black, you can be white, you can be gold, you can be young, you can be male, female. If you want liberty and you don't want to be a slave and you want human freedom, that's the spirit. And they don't like that spirit. They can feel that spirit growing. I can feel it right now. It's powerful. They're jealous of it. It's true. It's honorable. It's focused. It's strong. It's full of creativity and life. It's also full of death and war when it comes to fighting evil. And they hate it. A patriot is 1,000 times the man one of these snakes are. Now, that said, Colonel Schaefer has warned of this a month ago. Now he says they're attacking on purpose. It's meant to elicit a response. Civil war. Hannity comes out, says deep state is moving to overthrow the republic and overthrow the president. They don't want that said until they launch operations. They want to build up and get ready and try to get all their cowardly forces lined up to believe they can get away with it. That's what they denied. They tried to steal the nomination, and they tried to deny that they tried to steal the delegates, which they all got caught doing. Deny, deny, deny is a military tactic. World War I, the Germans would broadcast, over their bullhorns, the war is over, give up, we are your friends, as they come over the top with their bayonets and stick them into you, and vice versa. It's propaganda. It's lies. So here's Colonel Schaefer.
I have something to say about someone, I don't think you'd be trying to go through your staff to say it. I think if you felt a certain way, you would tell that person. Why do we believe that James Comey would want this leaked out? I think that this is something being done by those in the deep state to upset everything that's going on. And like you said, try to undermine the president in every breath.
And we're going to play the full clip coming up later where he breaks down it's an information war, how this is all working. Now, we come back, Hannity lays it all out Tuesday, and the Washington Post says they want him fired. They say, you better watch it. We almost got you fired. We'll get you fired again. This is the CIA, criminal elements of it, with $600 million of taxpayer money. I mean, the Washington Post is mainly spooks, mainly. If you work at the Washington Post, in politics, your usual naval intelligence, army intelligence, CIA, you name it, and they're all leftist handpicked.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Let's start with this, what appears to be a memo to file by the FBI director.
Right.
That conveys a one-person view of what happened in a conversation with at least one other person, the president. What do you make of this?
Well, further than that, Lou, let me read to you the article from MSNBC saying neither NBC News nor The Times has seen the actual memo. Think about that. They're reporting that someone whispered to them about a memo that may or may not exist in somebody's file at the FBI. This is truly deep state, and you have collusion. I mean, this passes for reporting? This is beyond insane. Lou, what you said here, walking up to it, I think illustrates clearly what the issue is regarding the president. The president did actually ask Mr. Comey to do something. And that thing he asked him to do was do your job, investigate the leaks. And instead of doing that and being asked by Trey Gowdy the same thing, expressing no interest at all in actually doing his job to investigate leaks, which, by the way, did compromise techniques and procedures of how we do collection, it was an arrogance about him that said, basically, I can pick and choose what I want to do. So this is another example of that where you have people. And by the way, Lou, just between you and me, if you had something to say about someone, I don't think you'd be trying to go through your staff to say it. I think if you felt a certain way, you would tell that person. Why do we believe that James Comey would want this leaked out? I think that this is something being done by those in the deep state to upset everything that's going on. And like you said, try to undermine the president in every breath.
We're in an information war with a deep state criminally operating, and $600 million was given by the CIA. As soon as Trump won the November 8th election, $600 million, that was in the Associated Press, was given by Obama, your money, to the Washington Post. And you wonder why they make the New York Times look truthful? They are the worst. And they wrote a big article by Eric Wimple, who's a special little operator against this country, literally. Literally. Fox News' Sean Hannity is encroaching on Alex Jones' territory. And then he goes through and says, Hannity almost got fired for the made-up Seth Rich story. Really? An unsolved murder of a key DNC staffer who we have evidence was the main leaker being shot in the back, execution style, and not robbed? And the family did get a PI at first, and all this happened, and then suddenly clearly got threatened or something and backed off, and they said, how dare you hurt the family? Then they go, he's getting it from Alex Jones. Jones says there's a COG plan to overturn the election and overthrow Trump. Yeah, I read it in the Financial Times of London, Atlantic Monthly, the New Yorker magazine, and I watched politicians talk about it and say impeach Trump and say kill him and say kill his supporters. And then I witnessed it happening, and I witnessed congressmen and police being shot, and I witnessed Trump saying let's have a moment of silence and send our prayers to Scalise that finally isn't in critical condition. He's unstable. Shot him with a high-powered rifle. Thank God the demon libtard, you know, wasn't a good shot. And they all boo. They the protesters go, no, boo, we don't send prayers. We hope he dies. That's coming up. And then they talk to the Washington Post readers like they're complete idiots. When right out of the deep state's mouth comes this article saying Hannity needs to be fired and better watch himself. Kind of like Brennan, the Wahhabist, 2 days before Trump fired him, saying, you ought to watch your mouth, President-elect. That's the arrogance of the deep state and the elites. All bought off by all these multinationals and globalists. And Trump knew who was funding the deep state, Saudi Arabia and China. So that's why he met with them first. He marched into Saudi Arabia. And he told them, we're going to level you if you don't back off and stop the Al-Qaeda and ISIS forces you're backing. You can have a carpet of bombs or a carpet of gold. And we'll give you weapons to fend off that are heavy weapons, be able to fight Iran. But we're not going to fund any more jihads. So here's the big news. We have to get this information out to everybody because they're scared of this information. They want to prepare all this and only have it in their elite publications to each other. And then when a little old country bumpkin like me from Texas goes, look, here they are rewriting the succession rules and admitting they Obama did a stay-behind network. They're going to try to overthrow Trump. Remember the New York Times headlines? In fact, print me those, please, where it said, in final weeks in office, Obama is putting in as many people as he can into the bureaucracy to try to stop Trump. Remember those headlines? To try to stop Trump wrecking the country was how they spun it. Obama's hiring record numbers of people and putting them in the bureaucracy to try to stop Trump's agenda. And then there were other headlines. Yes, Obama is letting as much information as he can out to the press before Trump gets in. He's leaking as much info as he can. They were admitting all of it. And Trump said he thought it was Comey that was the leaker. And, of course, he was. Obama's last days, aiding Trump transition by erecting policy roadblocks. The New York Times. So there they are putting the deep state in. That's never been done by another administration before with the next coming in. And then they tell us that we're insane and Sean Hannity needs to be fired because he said this
on Tuesday night.
Tonight, a soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America in an attempt to overturn November's election results and forcibly remove a duly elected president from office. Sinister forces quickly aligning in what is becoming now, in my mind, a clear and present danger. That is tonight's very important opening monologue. So here in America, we're at a turning point tonight with forces now forming an alliance to try and remove President Trump from office. It's that serious. Now, here are the five dangers we are facing, especially the president. One, you've got the Destroy Trump media that has been lying to you now, provable lies for 11 months, nonstop. Trump, Russia, collusion, black helicopter theories, no evidence whatsoever. Two, you've got what I've been calling the deep state, selectively leaking information to damage the president and anyone associated with him. Three, special counsel Mueller's investigation mission creep I've been telling you about. Well, it's now turned into an out of control, what is a political witch hunt. It needs to be stopped. Four, all this manufactured turmoil putting President Trump's agenda in jeopardy, which ends up directly impacting every one of you out there, the American people. And five, this effort to override the will of the American people, change the results of a presidential election, is now creating a national security crisis. America is now suffering from a massive informational crisis because, I call them the Destroy Trump media, has routinely been exposed now. Agenda-driven propagandists more than happy to push debunked tinfoil hat conspiracy theories. For example, the media relentlessly peddling one of the biggest lies in American history, that is, that the president colluded with the Russians. Now, that's because members of the media are nothing more than left-wing ideologues pretending to be journalists. Remember, they're the ones that colluded with Hillary Clinton, exposed by WikiLeaks in the 2016 election. The media has one clear shared goal in mind, and that is to damage, stop, and destroy Trump's presidency. Sadly, it appears by any means necessary. We have been highlighting right here on this program, night after night, just how unhinged these people have become. And they don't care about facts. Obviously, they don't care about the truth, which is why the Washington Post, the New York Times, ABC, NBC, CNN, all exposed as having gotten their reporting wrong. But the Destroy Trump media, they're not the only ones whose collusion narrative, by the way, is completely crumbled. Take a list at the long list of Democrats admitting no evidence of collusion. Zero. Zip. Take a look.
Well, you know, the allegation, of course, is that the Russians and the hacking and dumping of documents in the election had essentially relationships with Trump campaign people. But I'm not prepared to say that there's proof you could take to a jury.
Do you agree with this conclusion that the president has reached that there was no evidence of collusion?
You know, we haven't seen any of that whatsoever, George. We've been looking and sowing everything that they possibly have.
We got connections with Hillary.
The next threat, and perhaps the most dangerous, the deep state. That is the unelected, what I call the fourth branch of government, consisting of a lot of Obama holdovers, anti-Trump bureaucrats, who now are routinely targeting the president, his administration, with selective leaking to hurt him. Now, this deep state works closely with the Destroy Trump media to disseminate false information about the president and his administration. And what's even more dangerous, more sinister about the deep state is that they're willing to break the law, leaking classified information, like in the case of General Flynn. And you have the former FBI director, James Comey, admitting under oath he had his memo leaked to the New York Times. He had a goal. He wanted the appointment of a special counsel.
It falls for a moment, please. This is just unprecedented. Hannity, again, I talked to two people high up at Fox that are friends with Hannity. And he came out of those meetings 3-4 weeks ago, and we said the word is he's going to be fired next week, because he said, I believe I'll be fired next week. And then there was just so much pressure that they backed off. And guaranteed they are thinking about firing him for what he just did. And if you read the article in the Washington Post, they speak from a position of authority, because this is the deep state. And they say, shut up or you're fired, in the article. And stop quoting Alex Jones. And they know full well, I mean, they're in briefing rooms, ladies and gentlemen, led by folks that have overthrown countries, okay? Funded by Soros, funded by Bezos, funded by the CIA, and they think you're so stupid that you won't type in, Washington Post got $600 million from the CIA. That was in mainstream news. Even other mainstream media got jealous and reported on it and said, maybe that crosses the line. Even that Charlie Wurzel guy from BuzzFeed that puts out near fiction articles was on CNN this weekend when they were talking about banning me from the airwaves, period. He said, hey, wait, this sounds dangerous. Yeah, you bet it's dangerous, people. Just admit we're right. We're not the tinfoil hat wearers. You are. I've studied the government. I've studied history. I've changed the world with my listeners. And I don't say that from a power trip. I want more people getting it like Sean Hannity. I want to see everybody get it. I want to make it safe for you to tell the truth. I'm willing to step up and be annihilated, be destroyed, be drugged to the mud, be attacked, because that's what men do, to lead. But it's crazy. It's crazy that the CIA gave him $600 million 2 months before Obama left office. That's just one thing they did to overthrow this country. This is completely illegal. This country is in a total civil war right now with a bunch of scum. It's not like there's a civil war and we're fighting globalists and communism and socialism. We did it the peaceful way through the ballot box. We beat all their illegals voting, their dead people voting, all their crud. Major studies out that the voting machines gave Hillary a 9-point advantage. They oversampled the polls 9 to 15 points for Democrats. And still, Trump just won 4 special elections when they poured more money into all 4 than they've ever done. Each subsequent race breaking every previous record. They hit us with everything they've got, and we're crushing them. These scum don't give up easy. That's why Bezos looks so freaked out. He wants to mount America's head on the wall because he's got a little you-know-what. People are your enemy. They hate you. They hate flyover country. They hate bitter clingers. They hate everybody. They hate each other. They are the scum of the wannabe elite. They are the filth of the planet. They are enemies of every single man, woman, and child on earth. Democrats all over the place celebrated Congressman Scalise and the cops and everybody else getting shot a few weeks ago, week and a half ago. And Democratic strategists put out little hashtags, hunt Republicans and all this other crap. And you see their violence and they're all over the place saying kill everybody. And then Trump is at a rally yesterday. And there's, you know, a balcony of protesters that got in. They let him in there. It's America. You know, leftists won't let you be at their rallies. Won't let you into the inauguration and then lie about the numbers. Remember that you said nobody was there and showed when the gates opened in the morning and showed small crowds? You had to go through security? This is how many lies until you know they're the enemy media? They're the globalist media. The country has literally been hijacked by criminals. We have a face sucker on our face, and Trump is like a doctor trying to remove it from our face. And it's tightened up around our neck going, you're not going to do, you're not. And it's saying to Hannity, we'll fire you. And they're saying to me, we'll kill you. And they're telling Trump, we'll get your family. And we're all saying, let's go. Not because we're tough guys or looking for trouble. We can't bend over to these scum. They don't want to make a deal with us, folks. They want us gone. Because we're stronger than them. We're better looking than them. We're more honorable than them. And they know it. That's all I ever tell Trump on the telephone. I'm going to say, they're coming after you. They're never going to stop. They hate what you're doing. I know you're going to deliver on TPP. I know you're going to deliver on NAFTA and GATT. I know you're going to deliver on the carbon tax. I know you're going to deliver on the tax cut. And they can't let America return. You've got to go to war with them now because they're at war with you. And that's the same message I'm making everybody right now. Information warfare, financial warfare. That's how we're beating them. Intensify efforts. The real war is now. The election was just the vanguard hitting the beach, ladies and gentlemen. We're now in deep in the enemy territory. We've got to move forward and go after them. This is the scum of the earth that hears the president say, and now let's have a moment of silence for Congressman Scalise and the others that were shot. He took a bullet for us all. No, boo! This is the enemy. This is the scum. They hate us. Here it is. Thank you.
I'd like to also take this moment to send our thoughts and prayers to our courageous friend, somebody that I've gotten to know very well, Steve Scalise, and everyone recovering from the assault. Never fails. Never fails.
Disruptive, lazy, stupid people. They don't want to go to Venezuela or North Korea. They want to sit here in what was the wealthiest country in the world with the biggest middle class and complain and gripe and bitch and say kill people and murder and let's ally with Islam and let's do that and weirdo feminist and shutting down colleges like Evergreen because a professor said you can't ban whites from the campus. That's racist. And so they want him fired. People say, oh, this is out of control. It's designed that way. The universities have been set up to bring the country down. But we contained them, and so instead they're imploding themselves. Good. Let the enemy's own poison bring them down. We have the strength, we have the will, we have the destiny, we have the history, and we have God. Victory is ours if we simply press the attack.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Learn from history. And that doesn't just mean ancient history or distant history, but what happened just a month ago or a year ago or 5 years ago, 20 years ago. Why do they hate InfoWars so much? Not because it discredits people and discredits the liberty movement. No. They always say that, hoping you believe that, and then moderate what you're doing. Barry Goldwater, who tried to defeat this 60 years ago, we wouldn't even be here without him. He wrote the book and made the statement that extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. We're faced with globalists bringing in 10 million, the UN put the numbers out 2 days ago, 10 million Islamic refugees to Canada, the U.S., and Europe in the last 5 years. I was saying 6-7 million from the numbers I'd seen. 10 million, most of them military-age men. That's suicidal. German government is announcing plans to turn whole cities into Muslims and transplant whole towns there. Because the Germans are refusing to go along with it. It's incredible, folks, the news I've got coming up in the next hour. This is all suicidal. So I'm here saying we're under enemy attack. They plan to overthrow the president. Here's where they said it. Here's where they here's their plan. And they go, oh, no, that's just crazy. He don't listen to him because they don't want the opposition forming. And they don't want the normalization of reality so we can have a real debate about, look at these sore loser criminals allied with radical Orthodox Islam wanting to overthrow free market, cut off our energy, sell out our industry to one-sided deals, attack Christianity, sexualize children to wreck us, to control us, to conquer us. Joe Rogan had the professor on from Evergreen University in Washington State who is a liberal, big SJW. He's a Brett Weinstein biology professor. And they said, yeah, no whites are going to be allowed this weekend at school, you know, a few weeks ago. And we covered this ad nauseum. And Tim and Joe sit there in a very powerful multi-hour interview I watched the other day, but there's some shorter clips I'm going to play coming up later in the broadcast. And they go, we can't believe they're so dumb. They're eating their own. They're turning on themselves. It doesn't make sense. I have all the textbooks and all the documents, and I guarantee you Weinstein knows about leftist ideology. They want to create wrecked, mindless, gibbering people with chips on their shoulders so they can be politically controlled. And they meant to weaponize the colleges to then send out these people to be the managers of things to create more division in the country. But because liberty lovers contained this disease of leftist garbage and brainwashing, it's now destroying itself because it's all pinned in with itself. The vampires don't have any blood. They're together. So the weapon system malfunctioned. It blew up on the launch pad. Yeah. I'm sorry for the zombos, but they got pinned in. He said it's a cult. He says, oh, it just developed on this one campus. No, it's in the textbooks. It's in the plan by psych warfare chiefs. I made films showing where in the 60s they said they'd have 50 different sexes and depopulation and destroy the family. Hell, Huxley wrote in 1932 the whole plan. His brother was the global head eugenicist and the founder of transhumanism. But they don't transhuman you to make you better. They trans you until you're dead. Go read his book. Brave New World Revisited Nonfiction. It's all written by them. Like, you're so stupid, you won't read it. It's a plan. It's not my opinion. I am correct. That's why they hate me. They're a guild of sociopaths and psychopaths that think they own you and your family. That think you're too stupid when the vampire tells you he's coming in your house. You let him in. I didn't plug anything this hour, and I need funding in this war. I've got incredible products, free shipping right now, 30-40% off a bunch of stuff, InfoWarsStore.com. We need the funds to expand and be strong in the face of the globalists. We didn't get $600 million from the CIA like the Washington Post. We just need a few million every month to crush the enemy. InfoWarsStore.com. We need weapons. We need information warfare weapons. We need war bonds now. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank you.
It was on the